This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome Rabbeisai. As we prepare for the Haftarah of Parshas Kisavoy, which is known as the Nechama Vav, the penultimate Nechama, the second to last Nechama before Rosh Hashanah, that begins, Kumi Oiri, arise, your light has arisen. But the end of the Parsha, the end of the Haftarah, concludes with the pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Samach, pasuk Chavez, Hakatoin Yelo Elef, Behatzoir, Lagoyatsum, Ani Hashem, Beita Achishena. Okay, I am God, Beita Achishena. In its time, I will hasten it. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin discussed as well, does Mashiach come in its time, or is it hasten? And the Gemara says, Zacha Beita. Excuse me, loy zacha be'ita. If you're not zoich, it will come in its right time. Otherwise, it could be hastened. The Ben Ishchai in his commentary to the Haftarah has a very interesting perush on these words, be'ita achishana. And the Ben Ishchai in the Berachos Chaim says as follows. The Medrash tells us that there's one particular word in Chumash that refers to the mitzvah of teshuvah. And that is the word atah. In fact, the Medrash says that when God spoke to Adam HaRishon, He offered him the opportunity to do tshuva. And that's indicated by the fact that after Adam ate from the Yetz Hadas, Hashem said, V'ata pen yishlach yodoi v'yoicha me'yetz hachayim. And now, maybe he'll stretch forth his arm and eat from the Yetz Hachayim. And the Medrash derives from there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon the opportunity to do tshuva. Like the Medrash says, where do we see tshuva is indicated in the word V'ata? And the pasuk V'atah Yisrael Ma Hashem Lekecha Shoyel Mei Imach. Okay. So now here it says, Ani Hashem Bi'ita Achishana. The Gemara Numa says on Daf Pevav, the Gemara Asastira in the statements of Reish Lakish. In one place, Reish Lakish says, G'day L'tshuva, Shezadoinois Nasus Loi Kishkagos, Shenemar, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha, Ki Kashalta, Bavainecha. It says Avain, which indicates Mezin. Then it says Kishloin, which indicates Shoigeg. And Reish Lakish says that if you do tshuva, a Zadoin becomes a Shoigeg. And the Gemara says Tira, because Reish Lakish said elsewhere, G'doy l'tshuva, shezadoinois nasis loy kizchuyois. That tshuva is great, that averos turn into mitzvahs. And the Gemara says, loy kasha, kan ba'oisin me'ava, kan ba'oisin me'yura. It depends if you do tshuva out of love or tshuva out of fear. If you do tshuva out of fear, then the avera is downgraded into a shoigeg. If you do tshuva out of love, then the avera is downgraded, is actually elevated into a mitzvah. So the Ben Ishchai says, V'yadua sheishtei madregas, madregos tshuva. There are two levels of tshuva. Achas nikres tshuva meira, where zadon becomes like shoigeg, and one is called tshuva me'ava, where the Zadon becomes like Kizchuyos. And Mefarshim say we need both. First you have to do Tshuva Meira, and then you could reach the level of Tshuva Me'ava. This is what it means. Ani Hashem Bi'ita Be'iz Ata. Two Atas. We said Ata refers to Tshuva. There are two kinds of Tshuva that are referred to as Ata. Achishena. That it's Achishena, it is I Hashem who assist you to do Tshuva. I'm the one who will inspire you to do Tshuva. Like it says, Yasa Adam Tshuva V'Yiskaperloi. And God's arm is opened up to accept those who repent. All Ribbon Shem asks of us is that we take the initiative. But Tshuva is something that only God could advise. As the Yushalmi says, that they asked the wise people, what should be in the fate of someone who does an Avera? And the wise people said the person should die. And they asked the prophets, what should be the fate of someone who does an Avera? And the prophets say the person should die. And they ask the Torah, what should be the fate of someone who doesn't have Avera? And the Torah says, maybe he could bring a carbon. And they ask God, what should be the fate of someone who doesn't have Avera? And God says, let him do tshuva. So we see that tshuva is is counsel that only God could give. And there are two kinds of tshuva. Beiz ata. Ani Hashem, it is I, God, Beiz ata, who could suggest the two types of tshuva, achishena, and I will assist you in that vein. Or the Ben Ishchai learns as follows. There are, in our history, in our collective history, five redemptions. Number one, the redemption from Egypt, followed by the redemption of the four exiles from Galus Bavel, Madai, Yavon, and Edom. So there are five redemptions. The fifth redemption will be the Geula from Galus Edom. By the way, every Kaddish has to have a minimum of five Amens. Yiskadeh, v'yiskadeh, mei, rabah, amen. V'yamadu baruch zemim lichah hosei, v'chayichan v'yamchem v'chadeh hosei, v'yamchem v'chadeh hosei, amen, amen. What about it? Okay, for those who say that, we don't count that one. Okay? Anyway, can I have a siddur? You should still say amen, but we don't count that one. That's number two. Number three. Amen. I guess we have to go to Kaddish Shalem. Yeah? Don't say yes on her, because that's only going to get you four. Okay. Then, Tiskabel, Sulay Sain, Vusan, the Chobay Sizak, and Vashav, and Mru Amen. Yesham Ram, and Shmael, and Chemdal, and Mosov, and Mru Amen. Oh, it's a Shalem. So then we're not counting the Yeshme Rabbah. What can I tell you? You know? So the Ben Ishchai says that we say five amens. There are five chiyuvim of amen. Why? Because since the Chazal tell us, pischu sha'arem v'yavai goit tzadik shomer emunim, and Chazal darshin, that you should say amen, and amen is mesugal for the geula. Therefore we say, ani Hashem be'eis hey, in the fifth time. Fifth time meaning, number one, Mitzrayim, number two, Bavel, number three, Yavan, number four, Paras, number three, Yava, number four, and Edom, number five. So, Be'ez Hey, at the fifth time, Achishena, then I will hasten the Geula. So these are two pshatim in two drushim on the word Be'ita, either the two types of tshuva, or, in other words, either Be'ez Ata, or Be'ez Hey, Achishena. Okay, Rabbi, that is the Haftorah of Parshas Kisavai.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.